Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The federal government shutdown continues, and 8,700 civilian workers at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base are out of work. One estimate finds that for every day of the shutdown, the Dayton area loses $5 million. To talk to me about what this all means for the Dayton region is Michael Gessel. He's the vice president for federal programs at the Dayton Development Coalition. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Some people are saying this is devastating the economy, and others are saying that this is overblown. What's your take? How bad is this?
Well, on a short-term basis, there is no doubt that it is bad for the Dayton economy. The big question is, how long will this go on, and what will the long-term effects be, even if it is short-term? And I think there's a general consensus that if this lasts only a few days, then there will be minor long-term effects. However, if it goes on for several weeks, as some people are predicting, then it could have a significant effect on the image of Dayton, which is very largely a federal city.
This image of Dayton, if we have a long-term government shutdown, does that undermine the future of Dayton's economy?
Well, I don't think that it would undermine the economy in any ways that are immediately apparent. But Dayton, for a number of years, has been very heavily dependent on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and even more so with the decline of its manufacturing. And so to the extent that Wright-Patterson remains a center of international aviation research and a world leader in graduate education through AFIT and through the National Center for Air Force Acquisition, then the decline in the federal government and the decline in defense spending is going to have a long-term and very significant effect on Dayton's economy.
What about the idea of confidence in Dayton's economy being so tied to the federal government?
Well, that certainly does affect our image because whether people want it or not, Dayton's economy does depend on the federal government. And we use the image of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as a job promoter. When we're recruiting high-tech companies around the country to locate in Dayton, we can point to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We can point to the Air Force Research Laboratory, which is the premier world institution for aviation research. And many companies will locate in Dayton because they want to be near that. They want to be near the purchasing power of the Air Force, which is also located at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And so a lot of our recruiting is tied around those claims. And if that luster diminishes, then so does the power of those recruiting tools.
Is it fair to say, then, that Dayton sees a disproportionate impact of the shutdown compared to other areas in the country?
Oh, absolutely. Dayton is probably more dependent on the federal government for its economy than almost every other city in the country. Obviously, Washington is very heavily dependent. But when you look at mid-range cities the size of Dayton, we stand out. There are very few cities in the country that come close to the dependence that Dayton has on the federal government.
What role right now does the Dayton Development Coalition have in Washington? Are there attempts to talk to lawmakers? Are there conversations happening like that?
Well, we are constantly in communication with our elected officials, and the elected officials, our representatives and senators, are very supportive and understanding of the Dayton position. Congressman Turner, Senator Brown, Senator Portman, Speaker Boehner, who also represents the Dayton area, they understand Wright-Patterson, and they understand the situation that we're in, but this goes beyond Dayton's concerns. This is really a national issue that's been brewing for many, many years, and there's nothing really that any one individual, even if one happens to be Speaker of the House of Representatives, can do on this.
It may be difficult to read the tea leaves, but how concerned are you that this is something that could last for a while?
Well, obviously, we have a very strong concern that this could last, but nobody can predict the future. The general discussion here in Washington is that it looks like the shutdown is going to last for a couple weeks and get wrapped up with the debate over raising the debt ceiling, which is expected to reach its fruition in about 2 weeks. But no one can tell what's going to happen. This is a very fluid situation. And in the past, old-timers like me could say, this is what happened 20 years ago, and this is what's going to happen again, and be fairly accurate in our predictions. But we're in completely uncharted territory.
I've been speaking with Michael Gessel with the Dayton Development Coalition. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.